Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Good morning. You're listening to Your Network of Praise. I'm very excited about today's special guest with me. We have a fun event coming up this weekend in Billings called the Funny How Marriage Works Date Night Experience. We've been talking about it because we are giving away tickets on the morning show. And I'm also excited to find out that you're in Montana all weekend. You're going to be in Bozeman on the 6th. And you actually have two shows on the 6th in Bozeman, and then you have a show in Billings. I'm excited for you to be in Montana, Michael Jr. Thank you for joining me here on the morning show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Super excited get to come to Montana.
Yeah.
Buzzing city. It's going to be, I hear there's so much going on. It's like the second New York.
Yeah. Is that what you've heard? Oh, that's good. It'll be a nice surprise for you and the wife then. Are you guys going to be spending the whole weekend? Like, are you making a trip out of it? Are you going to do anything fun in Montana?
Yeah. We started Googling it to see what there was to
nice.
Do.
Yes.
Haven't found anything yet, but yes, we are going to be. I'm just playing. That's not true.
Lots of outdoor activities.
Yeah, a lot of outdoors. You guys don't have much indoors, but yeah, it is. I've actually been to Montana before. It is completely beautiful.
It is.
I cannot wait. I didn't get to go with my wife last time, or she didn't come with me last time, so I can't wait to see her.
Yes.
See that beautiful place. It's
going to
be so much fun. Super excited.
I'm excited for you guys. Might I recommend a trip to Shields? And it's a store. It's something we will go out of our way to go to Shields, my husband and I.
Are you talking about a gas station?
No, it's not a gas station. It's not like a Buc-ee's experience. It's just a big store.
Oh.
It's got a Ferris wheel in it. And there's like, do they sell fudge at this? I can't even remember. But they have a lot of stuff in this big store. And you can take a Ferris wheel ride with your wife. It's a fun
time.
In
the store?
In the store. Yeah, exciting stuff.
Wow, that is pretty cool. And a little weird that you don't get out more than that. But okay, cool.
Speaking of that, though.
We will do that for sure. We'll do it. We'll go to Shields. That's awesome.
Speaking of getting out, you are trying to help couples in Bozeman and Billings with getting a date night. So can you give me an idea of what this Funny How Marriage Works date night experience, what is that?
Well, it is going to be a blast, and I'm hoping that when this airs, we still have tickets left.
Yeah.
Because we sold out already in Bozeman.
Yeah.
And we have to add another show, and I'm hoping we still have some tickets to this one. But regardless, I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to laugh. I've been blessed where I've been able to do the Tonight Show and
yes.
Comedy Central and all of those sorts of things. But we're going to laugh, but also learn and laugh and get some insight about marriage.
That's
so
awesome.
If you're just looking for a fun night out, this will be it. But if you're also looking for a fun night out where you could walk away with a couple tools to make your marriage even greater, whether you're married or not, meaning you want to prepare for marriage, this would be the event for you. I'm so excited. So I'll be on stage. My wife is going to be on stage. We're going to do some improv stuff.
Love it.
It's just going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun.
This sounds a little different than my typical Lowe's or Home Depot date night experience that I normally have with my husband.
Oh.
I don't know if you're noticing a theme here, but
I noticed you guys go to the store for date night. This should be, no wonder the shows are selling out. That's great. That's what they do.
It's a true story. No, it's
a true
story.
Our competitor, Walmart.
That's right. That's what you're competing with in Billings. It's true. That's so funny. I am excited to see you. I'm a big fan of your comedy. I love watching you interact with the audience. You're very good at just kind of being off the cuff with people in the audience. So I know that people are going to have a great time when they come to your show. I am just curious, do you have any let's hear some testimonies. What's been happening at these date night experiences? What have you seen with couples during these times?
Well, we let people ask questions. Now, listen, I let people know that me and my wife, we're not marriage experts. We've only been married one time. So it's not like we...
Still figuring it out.
Yeah. So, but one of the things that happens is we like to help people see that conflict is actually a really, really, really awesome thing for your marriage. You just have to know how conflict is actually a key to marriage. Some people are turning it the wrong way.
Right.
And people have a tendency to avoid conflict. But the beauty behind conflict is so sometimes on stage, I'll say this right here. So just listen closely to this line. So I'll say, so I have five kids and I travel a lot, you know, so I could see them all. Right.
Yep.
Exactly. So people laugh. But the only reason people laugh at that is because, like, in marriage, people think all they need to have a better marriage is more information, right? Mm. If he doesn't understand me, if he could understand this, if she could get this. But what I just did right there is I gave you information about Michael Jr. as a comedian. I said, so I have five kids. You're like, yeah, of course. Okay, five kids. And I said, I travel a lot. You're like, yes, that makes sense. He's coming all the way to Billings.
Yep.
Then I introduced a conflict. I said, I travel a lot so I could see them all. And because you're curious, you actually got to the next stage, which is revelation, exposed by your laughter. Mm. So there was information, then there was conflict, then there was revelation. If you remove the conflict, there's actually no revelation. I'll show it to you. Mm. So I have five kids, and I love them.
Yep.
See? Nothing. You're just quiet. There's nothing happening there. It's because there's no conflict. So the conflict is actually a good thing. It actually leads to revelation.
That's really good.
So in the midst of the laughter at the comedy show, we're going to be showing people how to actually potentially use the conflict that they have in their marriage to make their marriage even better. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're getting like a double impact. Not only are we going to laugh and have fun and open up hearts, but at the same time, we may make a deposit as long as it's open. So
I love that.
So much fun. I can't wait. I think it's at 6:30.
It is. And,
yeah, it's at 6:30. So for those who want to, for those who can get tickets, by all means, get them.
Yeah.
And you're giving some tickets away to some people, right?
Yeah, we are going to be giving away three sets of tickets this week. So we're sending at least three couples your way, at least.
Wow. And here's the thing. You don't have to be married to go. Like, if you're interested in marriage, you want to learn about marriage, and you want to laugh, come on through. But not if you're trying to find somebody. That's not what this is. Don't be showing up talking about,
hey, at this show.
Hey, y'all got a lot of conflict. Come on over here, girl. No, that's not what we.
That's funny.
That's not what we're doing. Is that Melvin laughing in the background?
That's Melvin back there. Yeah.
I call. For those who don't know, for the listeners who don't know, Dave's new name is Melvin while we're on this interview.
It's his new nickname now.
can we edit this,
it just
Marcy?
It rolls off the tongue so much better than, because Dave is hard to say with Melvin.
Yeah. I know. Unusual. That soft consonant you need, That's so great. So you and Ebony, are you going to be road tripping on this? Just because you are in Bozeman and Billings, are you going to be doing some road trip?
Yeah. I mean, unless you guys built an airport to go between an airline. So we're probably going to drive.
I feel like road tripping is an interesting look into how your marriage is doing, is being able to be on a road trip together and handle it okay.
Yeah, it's actually a good analogy for marriage, right? Because one person has to be on the lookout and the other person is asleep. So that's
exactly how
a great analogy. And then insane. You got to switch that out. So that's perfect. It's like having a newborn. Somebody got to sleep.
That's exactly right. That's so relatable. So these five kids of yours, I love hearing about that. I have five kids myself, so I can relate to your comedy there.
Five kids. What kind do you have?
I have right now I'm in the season of life of having older ones and younger ones. So I have 20 all the way from 21 down to 8 is the range of ages for my kids right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You got any black ones?
Nope. Not yet. Not one.
Cool. Yeah. black ones. Yeah. I got a couple of black ones.
Yes.
Well, actually, they all are.
Okay. Okay, nice.
But I mean, the white ones are cool, too. The white ones are cool. I got some friends who got the white ones. That's hilarious. It's like we're talking about the shoes right now.
So what is the age range for your kids right now?
I don't know. We don't talk to them. I don't really pay attention to them people. So, yeah, it's too much work. I can't be doing
I'll
that,
ask though. Ebony later. I
can't. No, my range is, my range, I have quite the range. Mm. My youngest is 14. She just turned 14.
Oh, boy.
And our oldest is 31.
Oh, wow. So now we know how to pray for
you. We got quite the range.
Yeah. Yeah. 13-year-old young gal. Oh, man. I do have a question.
You know what? Here's where I learned about my kids. You remember, because you got five kids, right? Remember when your kids, well, for me, I used to come home, my kids would just, like when they were 4 or 5 years old, when I come home, they would just run. I'm talking about rush to the door.
Dad.
Like, I'm screaming. And then, I don't know, somewhere right around 11, it was like, this dude is here again. I gotta clean some up now. Like
it just
like the whole thing just changed up. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
So what I did was I reversed it. One day I actually was hurt by the fact that they weren't paying attention to me anymore. But then I was like, you know what? I love my kids. Mm. So now what I do is I just reversed it. All those years they were running to me, I now run to them. Like really.
Yep.
When they come through the door and I see them, I actually get up and go to them, hug them and kiss them because they did it for me for all those years. So why not?
Oh, I
and
like
I do
that.
The same for them now. It's
That's
awesome.
Fun. I have a similar struggle and with my, I have a 16-year-old son and he went from being shorter than me to taller than me within a year. And so he's 6'1" now. So it's just weird. It's weird, but I do it because I love him. Yeah, he's my son. He'll always be my baby or whatever. So I run up to him and give him hugs and all sorts of stuff. But he's taller than me now. It's so weird.
Yeah.
They just tend to do that.
Because I remember when I got taller than my mom, because I love being around my mom. And I always jump in the bed with her and just be cuddled up. Even when I was like 4 years old, 5 years old.
Yeah.
When I turned 14, I was like 6'2". Oh, my dad came home. He's like, "Man, if you don't get your grown self out this bed with your mom," I still remember the moment. I remember exactly where I was at when he told me to leave. I was like, "Okay." Voice all deep.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can be a little abrupt, but you know, you can still whip him though. That's
he just needs to know that. As long as he knows that, we're good.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. That's I love that you're providing a night for parents and couples. Like I love that you're giving them an opportunity to come out and laugh together. It really does tend to break down walls and make people's hearts ready to hear some truth. So we'll be praying for that event that is what happens, that some revelations will come from this event. And if you have a chance, make sure you come out and see Michael Jr. He's going to be in Bozeman April 6th. They added a second show, so you still have an opportunity to go and see him if you'd like to check that out. And then there's an event in Billings, Montana at Faith E Church on April 7th at 6:30. Thanks for stopping in and telling us more about what to expect, Michael.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome. Way to do radio, for real.
Thank you.
Sometimes people are a little boring. Yeah. Tell me about your testimony. We're going to start with that. Like, that's where we're going to start. Start with some funny.
I was telling them, I just finished your book over the weekend. I was reading the Funny How Life Works book. That's really good. And I was just like, okay, if I remember right, or you went out and did comedy with George Wallace, like you were in the same room as George Wallace, and then you had a come to Jesus moment in that same time period. Did I read that right?
Yeah, same time period. I'm doing shows with George Wallace and Jerry Seinfeld.
That's amazing.
And I'm doing shows with them. We're laughing. We're having fun. But what they didn't know was I was homeless, living in my car.
Yeah,
at that time.
I
met Jesus while being homeless, living in my car.
I could relate to that meatball sub part where you said you would buy a meatball sub and it would be your meal for the day. You would cut it in half and eat part of it then. I can relate to that. I've been in there. I've been there before.
My address was 1997 Chevy Lumina Drive. That was my address.
Yep.
I lived on the east side, the east side of the street. That's exactly right.
No, it was good. I also, I just really quick, at the very end of your book, you gave acknowledgments to your wife and your kids. I love that. You also mentioned some extra kids. That stood out to me. My husband and I have taken in extra kids over the years. We work with teenagers. We do youth ministry and stuff like that. And so we've taken in kids, not even in the foster care system, just kind of they were needing help to finish high school and get things going on track. And so we ended up taking some kids in throughout the years. And I noticed you gave acknowledgments to extra kids too. What did you mean by that when you're giving them a shout out?
Just because when I was in college, there was all these women, and I don't know if I have to come up here or not. So that's not true. That's not true. That is not what this is.
Yeah.
That's not.
Oh boy.
No, I feel like God will. I mean, I have my kids that He's blessed me with physically, but I feel like we're all supposed to have our head on a swivel to some degree, because there's probably a child or someone that you can be a mother like one or a father like one too, because they didn't have that. Yeah. And I love when God brings those opportunities. I mean, because let's be real, it's actually what He did for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like He was, the Israelites was His people. And then He was like, oh, but wait, there's more.
Yes.
And we get to be His more now. So
yeah.
I want to do that as much as I possibly can.
Well,
so it sounds like we're really on the right page. Me and you really love children. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Melvin's doing because he hasn't mentioned anything about anyone other than himself. But me and you are on the same page for sure.
Yeah.
No, just playing.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. We won't even ask him about it. It'll be fine. We won't talk about kids. It'll just be me and you. No, I'm just kidding. No,
as soon as we hang up, I'm going to give my retort to this whole thing. So
retractions.
Get ready.
He's going to edit the whole thing.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
Yes.
Well, thanks again, awesome. Michael. I just had to ask you about that because I really enjoyed reading your book, Funny How Life Works, and it was really awesome. And thank you.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You guys. They're awesome. This was a lot of fun.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you. And I'm so excited for you. I hope you have an amazing time in Bozeman and Billings, and you and Ebony.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Melvin.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcasts by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.